Snack break. Oh, yeah. Ah, there we go. Let's get some airage flowing. It's spicy out there, Tatum's.
Spicy chipotle hot.
It's true. Ooh. Except low chance of E. coli today.
Well, as they tell me. Today.
You're nervous?
Yeah.
About what?
After all the traumatizing abuse that I endured yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
You when did I got destroyed.
Yeah, and the bystander had to step in. That was intense.
It was rough.
I mean, the audience didn't necessarily hear that part. Like, they heard the very first part of it, but, like, it wasn't clickbait. Like, it happened. Just take our word
somewhere
for it.
Oh, no.
It was wild.
Should we answer it?
No, don't do that. It makes me so uncomfortable.
Hello?
This is Veronica with Member Services. You have recently been identified by one or more of your lenders as someone who qualifies to have part or possibly all of your debt eliminated.
What? Wow.
Wow.
Have all your debt eliminated, Tate.
Press one now to speak with someone about eliminating your debt today.
Tell me more.
Press one.
Why do you get these?
No, I'm not going to.
Don't do it.
Okay, so it's the first... Did you notice that?
Why do you keep getting these?
It's the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 digits of my phone number.
Huh.
And then they change up the last four. If you notice on my, like...
So that it, like, spoofs, like, it's local?
Yeah. And, I have, like, a blocked list, and I just keep adding these numbers to them. I need to add that one.
I don't... Like, you're making me not want your network.
It's not my network. It happened on AT&T as well.
Oh, I don't know what I did right. I must have pleased the gods at some point or something. I literally don't ever get those, ever.
What?
Yeah, and it's not like I get random numbers that I don't answer either. Like, I don't get robocalls.
Well, I'm definitely going to call them back later because I would like my mortgage paid off.
Yeah. I would like my student loan debt paid off.
I always like the people that call with, like, hey, we're from Microsoft. You're like, I have no Microsoft things at my house at all. Now I do.
I'm a Microsoft Good Certified Agent.
Can you help me with my Android?
I'm here for your virus.
Can you help me with my Android and my MacBook? Sure.
Oh, yes. No problem. I also work for them as well.
I work for all the big companies at once.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't get those. I don't know. Neither does my wife.
I must be on some sort of list.
You had to have put your information accidentally into something, or someone did.
Yeah.
Maybe your wife did.
Probably.
I don't know, Ann. That's weird. I drank a Red Bull this morning.
Yeah?
It's my first energy drink in, like, over a year, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Red Bull. That's so cliche.
No, so
you gotta
good.
Go for the off-brand, you know, NOS!
Nah.
Or what's the other one?
Full Throttle.
Full Throttle!
Monster!
Monster.
Venom.
Venom!
Menergy.
What? That's not a thing.
I was just trying to get you to say Menergy.
Menergy!
Oh, man.
Man sauce. Wait,
it felt... Ooh. It felt good. Not the man sauce. The energy drink I drank. That felt good. It was so delicious. I miss it. But I can't get addicted again, Tate. Not this time.
To Red Bull? Were you ever addicted to Red Bull?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and then I got addicted to Mio Energy.
Oh, I remember that.
And then I had a stroke.
I remember that.
And,
You didn't have a stroke.
Well, I had a microstroke, yeah.
But not a stroke.
It was a microstroke.
Okay. I don't know what a microstroke is. I only know what a stroke is.
It's like a very tiny stroke, I guess, judging by its name.
Mm. You sure it's the exact same? You sure it's not something entirely different?
If
you add micro in front of anything, that doesn't necessarily mean it's smaller.
Yeah, it does. That's literally what it means.
Hmm.
USB, micro USB.
Hmm.
I almost made the worst joke. I'm not going to.
Don't.
Okay.
I already know what the joke is.
Yeah, you did.
And so do half of our viewers. Listeners. Are they viewers?
No, they can be viewers.
Send
I call
us,
everybody a viewer.
Yeah, like, if they're probably sitting there staring at their phone watching the progress bar go across the screen, so that's a viewer.
That's a normal thing to
also,
do.
What is it with the anchor applause thing? Like,
you can applause things.
You can applause it, but do other people see the applause?
If they have it turned on. You can turn that feature on or off. I have it turned off on our account, but...
You have what turned off?
Being able to hear applause when it happens.
Over the recording?
Correct.
Oh.
But you can turn it on, and then anytime anyone applauded during the program, you'll hear the applause.
I see. Okay.
Which I'm not sure how I feel about that feature, to be honest with you.
I think it trolled?
I don't know if it's trolling necessarily, but like, do I necessarily care if someone else thought a certain part of something was entertaining and or, like, valuable? Not really. I care if I did, but I don't feel the necessity to share that with others.
Mm-hmm.
If I could have anything in Anchor, it would be like how SoundCloud does their things, where you can like or love or whatever, but you can also leave a short comment, and then it displays the comment on the progress bar as it goes across. That could be nice.
That'd be cool.
Because then you could get some feedback and relate. Because applause is like, could be anything.
Yeah.
They could have accidentally hit the button.
Well, and when I've noticed, when I've tested the applause feature, I spam it. I'm like,
yeah.
Which is the same thing for Facebook Live.
Like the hearts and stuff.
Yeah, the Facebook Live stuff gets obnoxious. If you're ever watching some big Facebook Live streamer.
Yeah, well, they
or
got
YouTube,
that from
Snapchat? No.
Instagram?
No.
Or Twitter?
No, the other one.
Oh, Periscope.
Periscope. Yeah.
Which is Twitter.
So, it's when someone is saying something important on some big video, you see this stream of comments and reactions, and it just feels weird.
Yeah.
It feels like something off of Black Mirror.
Yeah. Black Mirror.
Mirror.
Do you ever feel the necessity to overpronounce the weird mirror?
Mirror.
Mirror.
No, I don't.
I do all the time. Pretty much every time I say it.
I feel the need to enunciate my name a lot, and then, but we've already talked about that.
That's because people get your name wrong.
I don't know how.
So what's new, dude? Oh, hey, welcome to Snack Break with Dan and Tate. It's the Anchor Podcast recorded in my car, somewhere in the parking lots of corporate America. It's good. Feels good. We're back into regularity.
In
yep.
Not that.
In our normal parking spot.
Not that princess car.
You know, I actually really like my dad van, but the AC isn't working great right now.
The hot pink and the pony decals.
Yeah.
Don't really make for a dad.
Did you see the unicorn hood statuette?
I didn't.
Oh, man. It's the best.
Nothing's new. I'm tired. I listened to a motivational video this morning on YouTube.
Okay.
It had Denzel Washington on it. So I thought, it just appeared in my feed, and I was like, okay, I'll click this. So I clicked it.
Motivational Denzel, you say?
Yeah, and I have a negative opinion of these videos, and then it kind of played for a few more, and I was kind of like, I don't know. I was kind of frustrated. Have you ever seen those?
Yeah,
It's like Kevin
Bacon's commencement speech will make you cry.
Well, it's that, or but like it's, that? It's like a mixture of famous people or whatever, and they're given, it's like a cut.
Oh, it's scene. it's a montage.
Yeah, like a montage. And it's got this music in the background.
We're gonna need a montage! Like that?
Yeah. I just listened to that on repeat for 4 hours. I didn't even listen to the whole whatever all that was. I just the montage.
We're gonna need a montage.
And then times 10. Yeah. And just again, do it. It just kept going.
I'm done.
Okay. So it had all these collection of speakers, and they were saying things that were intended to be inspirational. I'm at that point where things that are intended to be inspirational and otherwise would be inspirational are no longer inspirational to me.
Because marketers ruined inspiration
for
you.
Is that right? Is that what happened?
I think so, man.
So that's
once something becomes monetizable and then it gets pushed on you too much, that's when it, we talked about the same thing yesterday with all these super hip Twitter accounts doing the snapbacks. You're just at a certain point, you're going to be like, yeah, I'm over it. Because you're just doing that because you want me to buy your product. We get it. You're just literally, you're just trying to make money. You're not, it's not genuine. It's the same thing with these inspirational videos. They just grab a bunch of clips, they throw them together, they put some super important looking thumbnail on it, and then they monetize the crap out of it and, try to make money.
It also was the stuff that they were saying frustrated me, too. And I think that's why I also can get...
Well, why do we look to somebody who's good at, this is the weirdest thing about living in America, or I guess a lot of parts of the world are like this, in a westernized culture, shall we say.
Shall we?
Shall we say, as so much as it were.
We shall.
why do I care what a guy who's good at pretending to be some other guy, why do I care what he says?
Just Denzel Washington,
is it, or is it, successful? just because someone's successful, automatically they, like, get to tell me about, like, how life works?
They have the platform to do so, yeah.
They have the platform, but why is it relevant? Like, I'm sorry, but, okay. Like, if you can run fast and hold a ball real good, like, good for you. I'm glad that you were able to, like, work hard and turn your skill into something marketable so you can make yourself a lot of money and be successful in this life. Mm-hmm. Good for you, and I will support that. And I'm all for capitalism, and I love it, and it's great. You run that ball. You run that ball, bro.
Do you like capitalism?
Yeah, I think I do.
Let's talk about communism. I like communism.
Incorrect.
Maybe I do.
All right.
Don't tell me what I like.
Okay. You like whatever you want. Are you an anarchist? Are you going to come out as an anarchist?
That's not a communist.
Sure. You could be
today
both.
Today I'm an anarchist.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway. You know where I'm going with it.
I know where you're going with it.
Great, you can run a ball good. Don't tell me how to live life. Like, you're only successful because you can run fast and hold a ball without dropping it for extended periods of time.
Okay, devil's advocate then.
Okay.
So, the guy who can run the ball the fastest, and let's say, like, he's really, really good at that specific thing, most of what he's going to talk about in said inspirational speech is going to be about hard work and determination and not procrastinating and all that stuff.
Sure, but when you're
That's a relevant advice to his skill.
Except when you're 300% larger than all the other kids up until you're, like, in college, it's a little bit of a... Okay. It kind of rings on deaf ears a little bit when you're like, hard work and determination, that's what got me here. And it's like, yeah, or you were a freaking inhuman giant playing with children for your entire life.
Okay. Okay, devil's advocate.
Like, have you seen LeBron James when he was 13 years old? He could have, like, punched us both to death with a single punch at 13.
Okay, the next example.
Like, God just built that man to dunk on people. But that doesn't mean I want to hear what he has to say about, like, being an entrepreneur.
Okay, well then... But... The advice is still correct, it's just...
is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
Does hard work and determination always result in positive outcome?
Well, not positive.
Let's talk about that, Tate.
Okay.
If that's even your real name.
It's Nate.
Oh, Jesus. This whole time, I'm so sorry, buddy.
I thought it was Tate. That wrong. I mean, there's a very clear...
Was it like you just didn't know how to tell me, and you just let it go on? What if that was actually the truth? And, like, you just told your wife, like, listen, they all think it's Tate. Just go with it. Call me
they
Nate.
They hear that and they're like, huh, like, that's a last name.
But all right. Your name is Tate? Your name is Nate Tate? Yeah, sure. Yeah, whatever. Sure. It's not important.
Okay, so, like, the advice that was also in the montage was this. Like, a guy was interviewing another guy, and he goes, what do you do on the days when you don't want to get out of bed?
What kind of guy? This is important. It doesn't matter. It does matter. I'm not trying to split hairs here. Okay, tell your thing. And then he goes,
this is when all the advice that you could possibly give is summed up with what his response was, which was, what do I do on the days when I'm sick of the grind? Well, I'll tell you, like, when I don't want to get out of bed, I get out of bed. When I don't want to work out, I work out. When I don't want to do the thing, I just go through the motions because I know that is what I need to do. Which is the same advice Gary Vee would give you.
I think it's McConaughey.
Which is the same advice that Denzel or The Rock. The Rock is a good example because that guy was a football player and then got hurt and then made himself an actor and then still made himself famous and all that stuff.
Incorrect. Made himself a worldwide wrestler.
Sorry. Wrestler and then an actor.
Then made himself an actor.
And all his messages is work hard. I have a problem with that message, but it's not wrong advice.
So The Rock might be a great example for your counterpoint because he was not the fastest or the biggest. He was a marginally okay football player.
The Scorpion King. Oh my God, that thing was terrible.
Yeah, true. His first stuff that he's better now.
But
the first stuff he was doing was pretty rough. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm willing to listen to what The Rock has to say because he's proven over a period of time by sheer will and determination and being like a nice dude that you seem like you want to eat spaghetti with.
This gets to the point is that you have to have, like, you cannot take just the information that's spewing from, like, if a robot spewed the information, that'd be better than a person who's not successful spewing the information for you.
If a person that's not successful spews the information in the video, do you still care about the video? No.
Well, that has religious implications. It's like, do I care about, like, this guy, this pastor is telling me what the right thing to do is about, you know, let's say, like, the law in the Bible, yet he's still a screw up.
I don't know, man. I think that if you can manage to become a pastor, that's a pretty sweet gig. You can make, like, a decent income.
No, no, no.
Get a free house.
I'm not talking about success.
And then you just, like, stand once a week and talk to some people and be like, you all bad. Jesus, very good. Bad, good. Communion time. Prayer. Cross the thing.
Are you
hugs.
Talking about church? You're not talking about church, because that is not what is in church.
Well, that, you know, I'm generalizing.
I know.
But
my point is, like,
song, song.
If there's a hypocrite.
Read a read.
If a person.
Read book. Read book.
If a go ahead.
More hugs. Potluck.
Oh. Barbecue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get paid. I think that's pretty good.
That is
pretty, I'll listen to what that guy has to say.
That is pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Which is why a lot of people do it.
Is it?
They're like, I'm in the mission field.
Ooh.
And you're like, what does that mean? Well, it means... you know those people in Starbucks that sit and they talk with other people?
Yeah.
That's what I do.
That's what I do. I talk to people.
And I don't get paid for my... Like, you just pay me. That's how it works.
What do you talk to about?
Just, you know... I mean, have you ever heard those conversations? It's usually about somebody else who's not there. Anyway, so if a person's a hypocrite, you won't listen to them. Or it makes their message not as impactful for you. That's the point that you're making.
The point I'm making is I don't care what anybody has to say unless it's directly applicable to my situation and they have proven themselves to me from what I know about them as somebody who actually, yeah, who is not a hypocrite, who actually did the thing they're saying.
So is it possible to split the hypocrisy from the actual information, the advice? To basically say,
I guess I don't know what you're asking.
That's good advice. You are just a scumbag. Is it possible to split the two? Because when you hear a hypocrite say something, what you're telling me,
well,
it comes across as like, I don't listen
to that.
How
do you know if it's good information or not
unless
the person has at least an anecdotal ability to demonstrate that it's true?
He could be talking about somebody else. I don't know.
Like, if a hypocrite stands up at a podium and says, 2 + 2 = 4.
It's like,
yeah,
it's
I'll
like
agree
a,
with that.
A nutrition
clearly...
coach or a personal trainer who's like 400 pounds.
How would I know the information's good, I guess is what I'm saying.
So
if a 600-pound man gets up there and he's like...
Let's just keep up with it. If a 1,000-pound man gets up there...
Dude. Listen here. Fruits and vegetables. Whoo! how do I know if what he's saying is right? What proof does he have?
His clients. You look at his clientele.
Oh, well, that is proof. That works. It doesn't matter if he's
fit.
But
his advice might still be right.
It doesn't matter if he's fit. If he's got a bunch of fit clients, he must be right. That's the proof. That's in the pudding. That's what I'm saying. You got to have something to show me.
You don't have to.
You can't just run a ball good and then get up there and be like, hard work, determination, mama.
Oh.
Chunky soup. Like, I'm gonna be like, yeah, you run good. Like, that's why you're successful, you run good. And I don't mean that in a bitter way, again. Like, I'm all for that. Like, if you can find a skill you have, like, as much as I think that she's reprehensible, I think good for Danielle Bregoli, man. She, like, cashed me outside all the way being a millionaire. Hmm. And guess what? Our economy and our current culture supports that. I think that it's absolutely ridiculous, but I'm not mad at her. Like, she found a skill she had that people wanted, and she worked it, and she memed it, and she twerked it.
She might have twerked it.
I don't know if she twerked it. I don't know. But I'm just saying. Good for her. I'm not mad about it. Like, I'm not bitter. I'm not going to sit around and be like, be nice to freaking go on Dr. Phil and be a piece of garbage and make money. Like, I hate people who do that stuff. Like, get off it. Nobody wants to hear. Nobody wants to hear you complaining.
But they do.
What?
That's the twist, is that most people do want to listen to that.
Why?
Because it's funny.
It makes them feel better about their situation.
Yeah,
or?
Virtue signaling back to
I
that.
Guess, because I'm just like, yeah, but she's rich and you're not. Isn't that what you're trying to do?
Yeah, I mean...
Now, if you're not trying to be rich and that's not your goal, then yeah, I guess, you know, could say she's like this, you could say whatever you want about her all day long, but...
Yeah.
But if your whole thing is like, I'm trying to make money and I'm working hard, I'm doing it the right way. It's like, well, what's the right way? What does that mean? What does that even mean?
Yeah.
Like, this is capitalism, bro.
Somebody...
That's like one of the things I get a lot of value listening to Gary Vee is like... where he's just like, the market doesn't care. Doesn't care if you're white or black. Doesn't care. All it cares about is, like, is your product good?
Yep.
And that's it. It does not give any amount of cares.
I guess when someone gets famous, people just put a microphone in front of them and ask them how they got there. That's really
Yeah, because they want to replicate it.
Yeah.
That's the secret behind it. It's actually selfish. People think they're putting them on a platform. Not really. They're just trying to figure out how they can, like, yeah. How do I do that?
How do I run ball good?